Hey everybody, welcome back to the Daily BM. Sorry we missed you the last 2 weeks. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we are back. And this episode is one of our classic shit show examples of us being everywhere and all over the place. I have a couple of little rants. Apologize if it pisses you off. Hope you don't take it personal, but let's go on this ride because we're about to have a good time. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe. 5-star reviews. If you don't like us, keep listening because eventually you will like us. Thank you.
Good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. We're back after a 2-week hiatus, like you really fucking cared. But hey, go fuck yourselves. We're back.
That's right.
We are here. And Mikey is here. And he is not queer. Or is he? He might be. I don't know. I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, so hey. What are you doing?
That's bullshit. We talk every day. And what happened was is we recorded a show, and then you forgot to post it, and then we didn't post it. So, and then the person we were supposed to have on the show decided not to show up to be on the show. Yes, you know who you are if you still listen. Wink, wink. Name drop. Anyways, that's my fucking rant. Like, we should have had shows, but no, we fucked up. We fucked up bad, but that's okay.
You finally said the word we, but usually it's me is what you usually say.
Me? I fucked up? Or you fucked up?
I fucked up. You're usually blaming it all on me, just like everything else in life.
Well,
hey, fuck you.
90% of the time it is you. This time it was still you, but I decided to be a team player and say we, but it's you. You fucked up.
It's not me, it's you.
You skipped the whole fucking episode. We had an entire fucking episode, and we had to skip it because it was no longer practical. It was our yay, Donald Trump won episode. Sorry, liberals. So you got spared that, didn't have to listen to us ranting and raving about how awesome life's about to be.
Have you done any Christmas shopping?
Bad disagrees. Yeah, I'm done for the year.
Are you seriously done?
Yeah,
I have not fucking done a single bit of shopping yet. One bit, bro.
D-O-N-E. Dun, dun, dun.
When the fuck did you get all that done? Let me guess. Hold on. The classic Mike fucking move. Went out and bought gift cards for everybody.
Nope.
Liar. Subscription. Nope. Monthly subscription to some fucking service.
Nope.
Bought a package of anal beads.
Nope.
You had to think for a second. Damn it. It's not on my list. Son of a. I'm just joking. Go ahead. So what did you?
I bought you anal cubes because I really hate you.
Still wouldn't hurt. Wait, what?
Yeah, probably not.
No, but seriously, so
it's like throwing a wiener down a hallway.
So you bought for your mom, you bought for your wife, yes. You bought for the kids, you bought everybody.
The kids, Tracy likes to do all the shopping for the kids, so I always get yelled at when I go shopping. So I just let her handle that. But if you walk in our living room right now, it is packed full of gifts. I mean, there is so many boxes from various retailers in our living area that it looks like, you know, a hoarder's paradise. So 90% of the shopping for everyone is done. I've done all my shopping for the people I was responsible for.
Which is 3 people.
That's all I have.
Oh, that's sad.
But is
it? You only have 3 people you buy for? Who are the 3?
Pretty much.
Just curious.
What? Me, myself, and I.
I'm serious, asshole. I mean, like, who all did you buy for?
My wife.
That's
my
one.
Mama.
2.
And my best friend.
Who?
If you have to ask, then.
So what'd you get me?
I got you.
Oh, you're going to pick it up today. So never mind.
I told you.
I bought you, you asshole.
I got you cubed anal beads.
Oh, are they pink or blue?
Anal cubes.
Are they pink or blue?
They have little skulls on them.
Oh, cool. It'll match my headphones. Kick ass.
Yeah.
So I can have that hanging out of my ass while these are hanging out of my ears. Sweet.
Pretty much. They have the big easy grip. So that way old people can hold them. They're specifically designed for the old people.
So they go all the way around to the front because I can't reach my arm behind my back anymore.
Quick, easy removal.
So listen, man. All right. So you know, I started with a personal trainer, right? And I realized how fucking old. Speaking of cued anal beads, I started with a personal trainer so he could personally train me on how to use anal cubes. But no, seriously. So I started with this dude, right, man? And I realized how old I am just in one fucking session. Just one session.
Why were you bebopping to some like groovy jazz? And he was like, what's that?
Yeah, he threw on a Sweat to the Oldies, and I knew I was in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah,
Sweat to the Oldies to him was music from the 2020s or from the year 2000.
He started like having this fucking swing dance going on and shit.
Sweat to the Oldies was like music from the 20s.
Sick.
He busted out with some Creed or some like, you know, Toad the West Rocket. And you're like, oh, this is music from my like adulthood. He's like, no,
we threw on Barry Manilow
and
no shit.
that's sweating to the ancients right there, baby.
Yeah, no shit.
Sweating to the ancients.
Can you imagine putting together a workout sweating to the ancients instead? Go viral. Hey, if anybody makes a video of
anymore,
that,
that's sweating to the dead.
Sweating to the dead. Damn. Sweating to the dead.
I think Barry Manilow still around, isn't he?
Yeah, dude, he's still doing concerts.
Let me Google it. Oh, he is?
Yeah, dude.
You know, the only thing that I know about Barry Manilow is that his song killed the Martians.
I know, right? In Mars Attacks.
That's all I know. That's all I know. Hey, he's fucking 81.
God, that was an old-ass movie, man. Mars Attacks. Jesus.
God, I know.
Can't believe you remember that shit.
It's 1996. What are you talking about? That was like right around when I was coming out of high school. That shit was like funny as hell.
Old as fuck. You're how old now?
Yeah. 48.
Damn. 2 years away from the 50.
I know. You're 2 years away from 60.
Go fuck yourself. I'm not 2 years away from 60, you asshole.
Yeah. You're closer to Medicare than I am.
This is true, but I'm not 60, dick.
Pretty much.
Anyway, back to the personal
training. I'm pretty sure it accelerates for short people. Like, you probably age slower.
Wow.
Because you're short.
Okay. Right, I'll let you have that shit. All right, can I get back to my fucking subject now?
I never stopped you.
So
we're talking about personal training and anal beads. Yes, let's go.
So, so I literally was like, damn, I'm so fucking old, man, because I wasn't working out with any fucking weights whatsoever. And I'm like dying at the end of this routine. I was like, why am I so pathetic? Because I'm using muscles that I haven't used in like forever. Obviously.
Yeah. You haven't had to clench so hard in a long time.
I'm not
time.
Talking about my dick for once. All right? I'm just saying.
You haven't had to clench your ass cheek so hard in such a long time.
Yeah, I was wondering why he stayed behind me the whole routine, but you know. He's like, really squeeze your glutes. Dude, I don't care what you say, man. There is nothing worse than getting ass cramps. You ever get like ass cramps from when you're doing
glute? I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that's worse than getting ass cramps. I mean, I know it's up there at discomfort level, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people.
Okay, so name me a couple that's more discomfort, that has worse discomfort than an ass cramp. Like when you're in the routine and that bitch starts cramping up.
Are you talking about just muscle cramps?
I'm just talking about muscle cramps.
I was talking about life in general.
I wasn't talking about your menstrual cramps. I'm talking about, you know.
I don't know, man. When your leg Charlie horses up, that's pretty intense. I think that's almost would be worse to me than a fucking glute cramp.
I was going to say, I would have to agree with you on this one because I didn't think about the hamstring cramp. That is the worst.
Yeah, when that motherfucker goes, it goes.
Yeah, hey, now we've talked about this before in the past, but isn't it the worst when you're having sex, dude, and it happens during sex?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's like it never fails, like, oh. Dude, you want to talk about debonering yourself like quickly is when that hamstring decides to have a moment during a pump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you can be like mid, like fucking thrusted, dude, and all of a sudden it's like,
that fucking. They're done that.
Oh my god, dude! And you try to straighten your leg while you keep your dick in. Have you ever done that? Where you're like trying to keep your
no.
You've never kept it in while that thing's cramping. You pulled out.
Yeah, because it was
fucking quitter.
Like
fucking quitter.
Fuck yeah, bro! I was like,
what a quitter.
Like,
my dick's going hell no. My dick's going hell no. You stay in.
I mean,
here.
Well, I mean. You're so short. You were probably standing up on the bed, so you probably didn't have to like do much to stretch it out. I mean,
fuck you.
You're probably already in a standing position. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I had to do was lean over. That just means my dick was like, that long. Yeah, my dick is truly a third leg with my midget ass. But
nice.
I mean, sorry.
You know what's bad? You know what's sad?
What? Oh God, here we go. What?
You know you're fat when your toe cramps and you can't fix it yourself.
Wait, what? Wait, elaborate on this one. What the fuck do you mean?
So I remember my dad when he was like at his heaviest. He was like 350 pounds, and I remember that poor guy. His toe would cramp.
He made you massage his feet.
No, you'd have to run over and like push his toe up so it would stop cramping because he couldn't reach down and grab it. I'd be like, wow, this is like the epitome of like, you know, shitty times. You're like, ah, I'm cramping. And you can't, he would sit there, he'd reach and reach to his toe and he couldn't get there. He'd be like, oh shit. Oh. And I'll be like, damn, man, like that sucks. It's like, wish you'd have bought me that GI Joe now, motherfucker, don't you?
How's that toe, bitch?
Yeah. I'll fuck you up when this goes away. I'm like, yeah, but for now, have a good time.
For now, I'm the man. Go fuck yourself. At least I can reach my toes, Patty. Yeah, man, there's nothing worse when that belly's that big where you can't lean him and grab it.
You made the realization that you're old as fuck. Thanks for coming to reality with the rest of us.
Fuck you. I don't care, man. The young girls dig me.
They're digging your grave.
Yeah, exactly. They're digging my fucking grave site. Or the hole digging. Hey, have you ever thought
What's the youngest that you would date?
That I would date?
If you were single.
No, because you're going to fucking dog me out for it. So you go first. Yeah, see, you were trying to set me up, asshole. I know how you work. What would be the youngest for you? All joking around aside, what would be the youngest for you that you would date? All right, so we'll say this. First one is date. Second one is mate. Date and mate. What go?
Like 34.
34 you date, that's the lowest you go. So what's the lowest you go to mate? Like just to, you know, just a point. Yeah, see? Yeah, go ahead. I want to see this one or hear this one.
Oh, my God.
12. No, I'm just kidding.
Are we talking Epstein Island standards? Are we like, are we all like what level of,
are you ready? Hey, date, mate, and Epstein, go.
What level are we at here? Are we talking like Tom Cruise? I mean, not Tom Cruise, but Tom Hanks level, like where we have that type of, you know, ability, or are we talking like, you know, like decent human being status?
Yeah. So we'll leave the Epstein level out of it. So date and mate, you already said 34 for date. So what's for mate?
Honestly, bro, I don't think I could go below 30.
Really? Elaborate. Yeah. Why?
I don't know, man. My daughter's like 22 and I just could not see like hooking up with any of her friends. Like I just couldn't do it. I'd be like, this is fucking weird.
Couldn't. How old's your daughter?
22.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
So that's yours. Okay.
I don't think I could do 25 either or 27.
So mine
27 would be like a 21-year difference. That literally means that when I was drinking like a scotch, a 21-year-old scotch, that person would not have been born yet.
Interesting. You have such good character. All right, so now let's get to me.
Jesus Christ.
I would say 33 would be the youngest I would date.
For mate?
And 22, mate.
A date? 22? Oh, damn. Okay. Shit.
Lock your daughter up.
Oh, I'm just kidding. No shit,
I just said that because you said your daughter was 22. So I was like, 22.
I can see you doing that. I can see you being like,
I'm not to your daughter.
She'd be like, I'm 16. You're 18 tonight. Shut the fuck up.
No.
Let's go. We're going to Alabama. We're 16, legal age. Let's go.
The youngest I think I would be able to go without feeling like fucking super creepy would be to mate with. Yeah, just a one-nighter.
Eight.
Probably 27, 28. That'd probably be as low as I could go.
So like,
here's my reasoning behind it, okay?
So that's like 30 years your senior.
Although, or is junior. Alcohol involved 30 or years not involved? Junior. Hey, is that alcohol involved or not?
Well, I think you get a little alcohol.
Non-alcohol involvement.
You're fucking everything. You're like,
non-alcohol goats, involved. Chickens, so no alcohol. No, I'm not.
You're the fucking.
Who said anything about sheep?
You're the fucking Riker of Lakeland.
You ever wonder why your chickens run from me when I come to the house? But anyway, so
no, I know. They go,
they go, it was Brad. They take off running. They do that waddle when they run. So
you're like,
no,
nice breasts.
Hey, no, seriously. So sober Brad would say 27, 28. Mm. Drinking Brad, not making good rational decisions, might dip into that 22, 21 category.
Couldn't do it.
On accident.
Couldn't do it.
I slipped and fell and accidentally my dick went in.
Couldn't do it.
You would say that, but if you were inebriated, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Have you? I think I've asked you this in the past, but I can't remember. So if I have, oh, well, fuck it. I'm old. Have you ever had somebody tell you they're an age and lie?
No.
Never.
Never.
So would you just pull out their ID and fucking card them?
No.
So see, I think that it's hard now, like way harder, way harder now to tell if somebody is of you know, over 21.
I mean, if their parents drop them off at my house, I kind of have a clue that they're not of legal age.
That'd be a sure sign if they have to take an Uber or if they have to get dropped off by their parents.
If I'm picking them up and they're walking out in a Hello Kitty backpack, there might be a problem.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen.
That might be a fucking dead ringer giveaway right there.
So what? So Michael, what were you going to do with that bag in your head? Oh, I was just going to hang out and talk with a six pack of beer and a box full of condoms and a big rubber dildo. Sure. But,
oh man, I'm sorry. I picked up the damn wrong bag when I was at the bus stop on my ride over here. When I was on the ride over here, I knew that happened. I grabbed the wrong bag. This guy sat down next to me and told me he was going to a porn convention. See, and we swapped bags on accident.
Here's how you get around that. If he goes, okay, he's ready. Here he goes. Hi, I'm Chris Hansen with, what is it? Dateline, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
He goes like this. And you'd go, look, instantaneous. Hi, how are you? And then he's like, did you know that she was the so-and-so? Of course, I was coming here to tell her not to do anything because, you know.
That's when I would pull out my phone and be like, hi, I'm Mike Preston with the Rape Advocacy and Child, you know, Bad Parenting Coalition.
We were here testing the parents.
And I'm here recording videos for these parents because we're going to have an intervention because their child has been trolling the internet trying to pick up older men. And this is the kind of shit that they could get into.
Go to court. Roll the dice.
Send in the team.
Actually, the team is not here, so it's just me. Yeah, man. But seriously, all joking aside, you know, it is. I think it is harder.
I'll be like, so let me get this straight, Chris Hansen. What have you been doing here for the last 3 hours with the child alone with cameras?
Yeah, no shit, right?
I'll be like,
so my thing is though, it's like.
Just because I have
it is harder for guys. Like I would not want to be a 21 or 22 year old male trying to date in the dating world right now because the girls now look older than what they are. They what? What'd you say? What'd you say?
I said because the girls now are guys.
Yeah, that's going to be your first thing you ask now. So are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, it's easy to tell now because just avoid the ones that shave their head. I mean, they made it fucking perfect. I love it. This election has been like the biggest landslide for Republicans. Number one, we won all three houses. And number two, the liberal women have decided to shave their heads and stop procreating. Like, that can't get any better.
Like, it's like, it was like, thank you.
It was thanks. Like, yes, you go.
Yeah, I never understood that. We're going to rebel by not fucking. I'm like, okay.
I'm like, first off, conservative guys don't want to fuck you anyways, so the only people you're harming are the poor guy that voted for Kamala anyways, so he's the one getting screwed. That's okay, though, because he's suffering from Mr. Nice Guy Complex anyways, so he's probably not getting laid anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, thank you. Best thing to ever happen. Appreciate it. I've never understood that. Why they were like, we're going to be absent and not have sex with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's like
that
this.
That sounds great.
Okay. Thanks.
That's like when fucking Amy Slutty Shoemaker, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
That dumb Shoemaker. That's never been funny ever in her entire life. I literally think she must have blown every person to get her job. That's the only way that she's ever gotten anywhere in life is just by giving them head. That's it. There's no way. She has no fucking talent whatsoever. If you listen to this podcast, that's how I feel. Go fuck yourself. And why haven't you left the country? You dumb bitch. The end.
You know what? Thanks I just for heard listening. That, just learned that Ellen DeGeneres like left for England.
Thank God.
Like, she's gone. And I want to
know. Well, I know why she left. She left because she's about to be out on Epstein Island. Like, you know.
Well, she's about to be outed for that, for being so close to P. Diddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Again, you know, this is just purely opinion. We don't. I don't have any facts to back it. But my opinion is a lot of these people in Hollywood are in for a shitstorm here in the next 4 years. I'm just curious to see if this all comes out in the open now, if it sticks true to what we're hoping happens, because I would love to see it. Because I, you know, there's some shady shit that happens in Tinseltown. You know what I mean?
Oh, bro.
You know. I mean, people are sucking dick. They're forcing people to suck a dick to get a role, you know, or this, that, or the other. It happens all the time out there, I guarantee. And people can go, oh, no, it doesn't. I'm sure it does. How I know is because I didn't get the role and I had to blow somebody. And I'm stuck on this podcast because of it. But, yeah, I mean, all the people, you know, it's so funny because I'm not, I'll, you know, fuck it, I don't care. So here's the thing, you know, what I don't understand is that people that like apply hate and shit like that, like they're on the other side, or that are on that, you know, that far side, they're doing exactly what they were advocating against. And then some, tenfold. And I'm like this, I'm going, hold on a second. So you're going to flip the fuck out and start losing your damn mind.
Yeah.
And look like a complete buffoon. And I mean, I even have relatives that are acting like complete fucking idiots. You know what I mean? They just really are. I love them, but they're fucking stupid. You know what I mean? You're advocating against hate and crime, you know, and la 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 la, whatever the fuck it is. And then you turn around and you act like a complete imbecile about it. Like a little, almost like a little spoiled, entitled little kid that didn't get his way and stomping his feet. You know,
yeah.
I imagine them doing like holding their ears, you know, and holding their breath and going, stomping their feet on the ground because they didn't get their way. So, but anyway, Mikey, let's get out of here. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I was just Googling Amy Schumer real quick while you were on your little rant.
Right.
And yeah. I love how everything's like how Amy Schumer became the most hated human ever. she tops the list of worst comedian of all time. I was like, yeah, because she sucks assholes.
Yeah, she's never been funny, so who cares?
Never once. I went to one of her shows.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back in the day, it was Trump's first election. Uh-huh. And she came in, it was Tampa, and then she proceeded to take, she was so fucking trashed. Trashed, like completely fucked up. She spent like the first 15 minutes bashing Tampa Bay and how shitty of a town it is. Then she bashed like Republicans, drug some guy on the stage out of the audience, asked him why he'd vote for Trump and try to embarrass him. But the guy was kind of a pussy because he was like, I'm a rhino, a Republican in name only. Like he immediately started backpedaling. He just wanted to be on the stage. I mean, it felt fucking stupid. Then she made a rape joke. And then she asked all of the rape victims in the audience to please stand up and brought the house lights up so we could all applaud for them. I'm like, after talking about how fun it'd be to get railed down by a rapist, you know, because that's the only way she can get laid. And I was like, this is like the worst fucking joke ever. Like so many people left that thing. I ended up leaving because I was like, okay, she's too fucking drunk to like put on a decent show. You know, like if it would have been funny, it's one thing, you know, you could poke at people if you're funny, but if you're not funny, get the fuck off the stage.
Yeah, see, I've never thought Ellen DeGeneres was funny. All these people that are bitching and moaning, I'm the one, get the fuck out of here because you suck. It's like watching the View. I don't know how anybody in their right mind can sit around and listen to those women bitch all day long. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just a bitch fest. That's all
Bro,
it is.
Don't even
I watched it one
on
time because I wanted to see what the big hoopla was, and I was so like 10 minutes into it going, this is the worst show ever. It's just a bunch of women sitting around bitching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what it really is. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, guys, we sit around and talk stupid sports and shit where women are like, man, those fucking guys are dumb. You know what I mean? I get it. They'll probably say the same thing about us. But that show is fucking stupid. I don't even know how it's still on the fucking air. I really don't. Because it's dumb. I guess they just like, well, you know, it's just like those E shows I used to watch with my ex-wife. Housewives of whatever county, Orange County and New York and all that.
Yeah,
it's because you know
either.
What I realized? We're drawn to drama by nature. So because it has so much drama and like, you know, and then it kind of makes you feel good that your life is not as fucked up as theirs. You know what I mean? Or so anyway, let's get the fuck out of here.
I don't know.
Guys, we're sorry about the 2 week hiatus. If you are still around listening,
we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we really don't. Secretly, we don't give a shit. But if you listened to the show, great. If you didn't, hey, we had some past shows. The last couple before that were really great. So go back and take a listen.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, twins. To our freaking dominatrix that didn't dominate us on the show today. Hopefully, yeah. We'll bring you back on here in a couple of weeks after the holidays are over, and we'll get you back in here, and you can tell us how you whip and beat and submit men to oblivion. Kind of like marriage. Anyway, guys, don't forget.
Sounds like Tuesday.
Head over to. Sounds like a what?
A Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So, guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. Don't forget to head over to Instagram. That's where we hang out the most because Mike is no longer on TikTok. So, too bad. I know you miss him because he lasted a whole fucking week. So head over to Instagram.
That's the only place
he is. He's like a fart in the wind. He's there sometimes, and then he dissipates. So hopefully he rips another ass fart soon, and you can see him again in his stories talking shit. So other than that, Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, it's not that I hate social media. It's just that I hate social media. So sometimes I get on there occasionally and like meander around, but I get stuck in the rabbit holes, and then I'm like, okay, if people are really this dumb, how are we going to survive as human race? And I start really worrying, and then I'm like, okay, I'm on a dot in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like extremely insignificant, and I'll be dead and gone before any of this shit ever matters. So like, why am I stressing out about it? I just get so mad. Like, I just see stupid shit, and I'm like, oh my God, how can you be this fucking dumb? Like, seriously, really?
All right.
I just can't handle it. Sorry.
All right, guys.
Sorry if you feel smart and you're not. Just apologize in advance.
Goodbye. We'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.